We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Breaking news I mentioned is that Justin Champagne has signed with an agent, according to Craig Meyer in the Post-Gazette, now confirmed by statements from Champagne and Pitt coach Jeff Capel. He's gone. This isn't one of those deals where you're just checking out what's going to happen here. He signed with the Life Sports Agency and will enter the NBA draft, ending his college career. You combine this with the fact that it looked like a five-star kid was down with Pitt as a finalist and committed to LSU this weekend, and a rough couple days for Jeff Capel. And I feel like I've said that many times over the past several months.
Yeah, I wish Champagne the best. I hope this is a good decision for him. I'm sure he's gone through the process and talked to the NBA people, and Capel probably would help him. I think back to Calipari's famous quote about his Kentucky guys. You know, if you want to do what's right for me and my family, stay at Kentucky. If you want to do what's right for you and your family, go to the NBA draft. I just don't know if Champagne's going to be drafted. And if he's not, man, this could turn out to be a real bad decision for him. If he is drafted and can make some money, God bless him. But I just don't know, Bob, if this is the right decision, if maybe he shouldn't be coming back to Pitt to try to help his draft status.
Yeah, that's always that question you ask. Can I be better off if I hang one more year? And I think generally speaking, the answer in most cases is yes, you'd be better off. But, you know, there's a lure of the money. There's a lot of opportunity out there. And after averaging a double-double, he feels he's ready. I still think he needs work on outside part of his game, because in the NBA you cannot survive unless you can consistently shoot. And he's not the biggest of guys to be dealing inside with some of those guys. But he's going to make his own decisions to make. And I wish him well, because he was really good for Pitt, there's no doubt.
I wish him very well. And I can see both sides of the decision. I would say in most cases, yeah, you can probably come back and enhance your stock. But then there's the injury risk. And there also is, in his case, what if he comes back to a horrendous team?
Right.
Does that help you?
And
in
we
the
also,
end, I don't know.
We also don't know these kids' family situations. Some families need that money more than other families do. It's just an individual choice. And you just hope it works out well for him. But I remember at the middle part of last year, people had him going maybe high in the first round. Then all of a sudden, towards the end of the year, he wasn't in the first two rounds, Bob. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, again, he has to make the decision. He has to get the information, and that's very important. You have to make what's smart for you, and sometimes you can derail your own career. Who was the guy who went, it took him a while, was it Mark Blount? Do you remember him?
He went
early.
Seven-footer.
Yeah, but he had to go overseas, and it took him a while to get back to the NBA, but he eventually did. But still, I mean, you may face that situation. There are a lot of guys playing overseas making nice money, but their original intent was go to the NBA, and they proved that they couldn't do it.
He made a lot of money eventually in his NBA career. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, maybe he just wants to play pro any way, shape, or form. I mean, I think that's a pretty awesome way to make a living, to go over to Italy or somewhere like that as a 20-year-old and make money. For playing
as long
hoops,
as you're good,
you know,
as long as you're good.
I think he'll have a career doing that.
Yeah,
at the very least. Somebody just asked me, and by the way, Jeff Capel put out a statement supporting him in leaving the program. I feel like Capel must just have a form letter that he just changes the name on at this point, right? We wish him well.
He's done it a lot. I used to have a boss in the old days that would send that letter out. We wish him well, and we'd always say, we don't mean it, but we wish him well.
Right.
You know.
Someone just asked me an incredible question here, and I'm going to tell you what it is next, and it compares where the Stallings regime would be right now. I'll tell you what it is, and then we can ponder it during the break here. Would it be much different if Kevin Stallings had stuck around going into year six than it is Jeff Capel year four? Would it be much different right now, the state of the Pitt basketball program? That's a thinker for me. Let's think about it for a second, then we'll talk. You can bet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.